Hot 100.5
with the podcast edition of Mark and Dilly in the Morning.
Hi, I'm Kirk Kinsella, general manager of Jim Pattison Subaru South and Jim Pattison Subaru on Region. During the out-of-office event, discover the all-new 2023 WRX, the perfect blend of sporty and sleek, designed to conquer Winnipeg roads with ease. Come drive one today and pick up your new WRX with finance rates starting at 4.49% for 24 months. Find your next Subaru online now at jpsubaruregion.com and jpsubarusouth.com.
Hot 100.5, good morning. We decided to do this a little bit early because Austin and Alyssa are very busy and they've got things to do, places to go, people to meet, and I mean school. Good morning to our weather kids. Hi, guys.
Hi.
All right. Austin, how old are you?
I'm 12.
And Alyssa?
I'm 11.
Nice. Aww.
And this is our first time.
Yes, we have a brother-sister combo.
Wow.
Two-for-one weather kids.
I love it.
Very exciting.
Where do you guys go to school?
ESAI.
And what does that stand for?
ESAI stands for
École
Oh, nice. Bonjour. Comment ça va?
Bien.
Bien.
Très bien. Très bien.
Yeah, okay. How do you say weather in French? Anybody know?
No.
I don't know. I just know la neige. And I think we're supposed to get la neige this weekend. So what's going to happen here is I'm going to push a button. You're going to be hearing this intro that sounds really cool. And then we're going to ask you guys for the weekend weather forecast. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Let's try that again. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Hot 100.5 weather.
All right, go ahead. Yeah.
Father.
Who's going to go first?
Sonny.
Austin? You're the older Friday. One here, so let's start with you. Friday, what's going to be today?
Okay, well, today is a lovely sunny day. We got nice blue skies, not a lot of clouds. Actually, yes, there's a lot of clouds. Kind of cold.
What's the high going to be today?
It is going to be... Just a second.
That's all right. That's all right. I think it's going to be, let's say, it's going to be in the pluses, though, aren't they?
Yeah. Probably. Yep,
yeah.
Five.
So
plus 5. Okay.
Yep. Yeah, between 2 and 5. It's going to be a nice day. So, do you guys walk to school?
No.
Oh, lucky.
No, technically, yes.
Yeah, okay. So, but if you are outside for recess, it's going to be nice. Okay, what about Saturday? You guys got Saturday?
Saturday is the.
The morning is going to be 10 minus 10.
Yeah, how minus 10?
Minus 10.
That's the Francais way to do. 10 minus. Yeah, okay. So, and then tomorrow. Okay, well, let's talk about La Neige here, the snow that's coming up. Do you see some snow coming?
Yep.
When is that?
Sunday morning and Sunday evening.
Yeah,
and
you're
overnight.
Right. I read somewhere that we're supposed to get about 2-3 centimeters of snow. You might see this special weather statement that's saying that there's going to be this, you know, gigantic storm, but it might miss Winnipeg. We're going to cross our fingers. And what's the high for Sunday?
The high for Sunday is...
-4. Yeah, buddy! All right! Awesome! Dilly, tell them what they've won.
You guys now have won yourself a $25 gift card to Booster Juice.
Yeah!
You guys like smoothies?
And you guys want to do a shout-out to anybody while you're on the radio?
Hi!
Hi! Austin, what about you?
Danica!
Austin and Alyssa, we appreciate you guys, and you're the cutest.
Thank you.
You really are. And have a great day at school today, okay?
Yeah.
We're going to mail it. We're going to mail that.
Bye.
We mail it, right?
No.
No?
No.
We don't mail it?
No.
And how do they know to come and get it?
I got to tell her mom to come pick it up.
Oh, okay. So we'll tell Celine. Okay. Au revoir.
Bye.
Au revoir, mes amis.
Au revoir, mes amis. Bye-bye.
helping you embarrass your kids in the car since 2020.
Mom!
Oh, Mark and Dilly in the morning on Hot 100.5.
Hey, good morning, Mark and Dilly.
Good morning, Mark and Dilly.
Who's this?
It's Gopher.
Oh, Gopher, what's up?
I wanted to say that was one of the most awesome weather reports I've ever heard.
See, you know what? That's what I was
kids
just saying.
Amazing.
That's what I said to the kids. It's like, I'd rather just be talking to them, throwing some weather. Otherwise, yeah. Everybody's got a weather app.
Well, kids never do what you expect them to do, right?
It's the cutest.
They surprise you. They'll freeze up when you don't want them to, or when you need them to be quiet. They're chattering in your ear while you're trying to do a business call.
Cute. The cutest 5 minutes in radio in Winnipeg. Thanks, buddy.
It is. Thank you, guys.
Okay, have a good weekend.
You too.
Hot 100.5. Good morning, March 1st. Remember, selfie for a selfie. If you have one, send us the 204-474-1005, and we will send you one back. Today, Dilly has done some work to our picture. It's very artistic.
Yeah.
Black and white. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Classic.
Why not?
And a bathroom selfie. Right? Although you can't see the toilet, which is too bad. But that's all right. We'll do that next time. Of you sitting on it. Okay. What's happening?
What was normal, let's say, like 20, 30 years ago, is now considered a luxury.
Like what?
So think about how much the world has changed. Let's say something like, is something as simple as buying groceries or even owning a house.
True.
Right?
It is a luxury.
30
now.
Years ago,
yeah, everybody
that
did.
That was way, way, way more of a thing.
How Let me about, just do some math here. Because when you say 20 to 30 years ago, I'm thinking, you know, what, 2000, I guess?
Yeah.
1995 would
well,
be?
Well, 24 or, years ago was 2000.
Yeah, so
right?
1999
mm-hmm.
was 25 years ago.
Yeah.
My God. That's when you could buy houses for less than $100,000.
1990 was 34 years ago, so let's keep it, you know, somewhere
wow.
around in that area, right?
Okay, so yes, buying houses. What else?
How about something like getting a handwritten letter?
Yeah, you don't do that anymore.
The only people that I know do that are like grandmas and grandpas or people that listen in Kinsman Jackpot Bingo.
Well, people that don't like what I do on Kinsman Jackpot Bingo, they don't sign their name, but they've got cursive handwriting.
Beautiful cursive.
You kind of know what age they are. Anyway, that's why I can't say 069 anymore.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, this is fun. Okay. What's something else?
I was thinking maybe something like playing a video game, but you didn't need an internet connection.
Yeah.
And now you need it for almost every game.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's, you would have just friends come over and you could just play in the living room. Now everybody's playing online and playing
separate,
you know, across the world.
Yeah,
or you're meeting
separate.
People online. So that's changed a lot.
That's what I miss, though, with my kids, in that they will play each other.
Yeah.
And they're in their separate rooms.
Right.
And
they're
I can hear them
the
talking
room.
To each
yeah.
other, but they're in their separate rooms.
Well, and the thing is even if they wanted to play a game together, the
you
local
can't.
Gameplay doesn't really exist anymore.
Yeah,
right?
There's no like two-player game with two joysticks.
Right, exactly.
Not like Atari and,
right.
and television and,
right.
and these and
Nintendo,
Sega.
Everything.
Yeah. I kind of miss that for them.
Yeah, right? For sure.
So, okay, one more, and then we'll open it up to anybody else that thinks of things that were normal 30 years ago or 20 years ago or 10 years ago even. That is now considered a luxury. Give me one more.
How about not being expected to be reachable 24/7?
Yeah, once you were gone work, you were gone.
You were gone.
Yeah. Didn't you get the email I sent at 12 a.m. last night? Why didn't you get back to me?
Right.
Why didn't you get back to me?
That wasn't even a thing. You just dealt with it the next day.
Okay, let us know and we'll add to this list. You know what I do like now, though?
What?
20 and 30 years ago, if you wanted to take a day off and play hooky,
yeah,
you had to call your boss and pretend you were sick.
Right.
Where now, all I have to do is just text.
Yeah.
And all I have to say is, can't come in.
Mm-hmm.
Or bosses also do the same thing to us, right?
Or all just an email.
All they have to do
not
is, yeah,
today.
An email, not in today.
Yep.
Right? Nobody's talking. Nobody's faking.
Yep.
I'm sorry, I can't come in.
It's true.
And really, I'm going to the beach, but no one knows that.
Hot 100.5.
Now, earlier this morning, I played this, what do you call it, a funny comedy pretend trailer thing?
Yeah.
that our buddy Hot Donnie made for us. And it's in regards to Dune 2. That starts today. And I guess I found out that in the story of Dune, they have a thing called the spice.
Yep.
And that's... Everything is based on the spice.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
It's all about the spice.
Right. And do you know what the spice does or anything like that?
I've never read or watched Dune.
I haven't
either. I'm going to now. I'm curious now.
Well, there's a lot of big stars in this movie and stuff. Anyway, I'll play that a little bit later on. But in this comedy bit, they played, instead of the spice, like in Dune, they related it to the Spice Girls. Right.
Right?
Yo, so this is what happened then. Kyle called in and admitted his guilty pleasure.
I don't know if I should admit this, but I started singing to every single one of the Spice Girls songs.
We all did. Don't worry.
Oh, God. I'm an 80s kid, so.
I get it.
Listen,
me too.
When Spice World came out and then they released the Spice World soundtrack with it,
yeah.
I played that cassette tape until it actually just stopped working.
The main fact that half of your young listeners just went, what's a cassette tape?
Yeah, right, exactly.
And then we took a pencil to rewind it.
Kyle, have you ever seen the movie Spice World?
Yeah.
Okay, don't be
it's okay.
Weird about it, yeah. It is a great movie.
It's a great movie and a great soundtrack.
Like, for that kind of movie where it's obviously a big promotional thing for the band... But Meatloaf was in it.
Yeah.
He was the bus driver. He was hilarious. There were all these bad guys and you know, good and evil. Like, I think it's a great show that I would watch again sometime if I could find it.
It's kind of one of those guilty pleasure kind of things. If I see it, like...
Yes.
On, like, a streaming service, I'm like, oh, I gotta watch it again.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. No, I totally agree.
That movie's 27 years old now.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's older than you, Dilly.
I
Well, it looks like we have a new club called Spice Girls Club.
Yeah.
First rule is don't talk about Spice Girls Club.
Yeah. And don't use your real name. So my name's Jeff.
Jeff. Hi, Jeff.
And I love Spice World.
And I love Spice World. Thanks, buddy. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too.
So we thought we would ask you, what is your guilty pleasure? Okay? Could be shows, could be music. Right, Dilly? What else is a guilty pleasure?
Could be food. It could
be
fashion. It could be...
Oh, yeah, fashion.
Could be anything.
Can I tell you a guilty pleasure that I almost did? Almost did... On Wednesday night when I went to Ice Cube.
What?
I put my chain wallet on.
You didn't actually go out, though.
I didn't go out with it.
Thank God.
But I did. My guilty pleasure is a chain wallet because my high school self would have been very jealous of me going to see Ice Cube.
Right.
And I thought, hey, why don't I wear the same thing I was wearing in high school? Oh, God. And then I looked at myself in a full-length mirror and I was like... Yeah. I better not. But I love it. I love it. Haley says, Spice Girls are amazing. I have the VHS for Spice World. Oh, you know what? If you have young kids, Spice World is a great movie.
Yes, it is.
Because it's just goofy, and it's fun, and it's kind of very cartoonish, right? So if you have a chance, I don't know where you can watch it. I've never seen it pop up on...
It's hard
on
to
streaming.
Find.
Yeah, on streaming services. But, oh, here's a good one. Sue says, Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a guilty
reality
pleasure.
Reality TV is a big guilty pleasure for people now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you still on the Big Brother kick?
Not really.
No?
It's kind of lost. It's
because
after the 25th season or whatever it is now.
Yeah.
It's like Survivor and a few of those other shows. They just kind of...
It's the same thing over
to
and
me,
over
it's
again,
just, like it's they're not doing anything different anymore.
Right.
Survivor 48 or something, 46 just kicked off.
Well, think about it. Reality TV, that was one of the very first ones.
It was.
And that I still remember watching the first year because it was, oh my goodness, I've never seen anything like this.
It was, it's kept going. So old, it's in standard definition. That's how old Survivor season
really,
was.
Really, hey?
Yep.
Yeah. I'm watching News Radio right now. A guilty pleasure for me is watching old TV shows.
Yeah, you're always 10 years behind.
Well, I watched Dick Van Dyke. Now it's on Amazon.
Yeah.
And I'm watching News Radio right now, which is also in standard def.
Yeah.
But it's still holds up, though. It's very good. And it's about a radio station, and it's kind of fun. So, okay. Oh, S Club 7. Aaron. Ain't no party like an S Club party, right. I'll tell you that. Wow.
Hot 100.5.
Dawn saying millennials loving life right now. Jenks, even. Ain't no party like an S Club party. You got it. Oh, that's nice. Okay, that's a guilty pleasure right there. I love it. I love it a lot. I'm going to play another guilty pleasure song in 1 minute, Dilly. And this one, that was for the millennials. This next one's for the Gen Xers.
Okay.
Okay. And I believe it was Harold and Kumar that made it okay to talk about this guilty pleasure. All right. If you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, if you want to let us know more about your guilty pleasure, 204-474-1005. I'm not sure if we have any more texts coming in, do we? Santos got one. YouTube videos of people getting arrested. Entitled people getting arrested. Very specific. Very weird. All right.
That's fun.
That is fun.
You can't arrest me. Do you know who I am?
I think a lot of people will also say cat videos is a guilty pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Or you know those videos that of the dog seeing the military personnel coming back after 8 or 9 months
and,
or years?
Well, that just makes me cry.
Yeah, that's it. But people, it's a guilty pleasure because you want to kind of get a nice release.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
If I'm all, I don't know what you say. I don't want to say bunged up because that's something different.
That's not the right.
If I'm all kind of, you know, like,
if you're emotionally torn.
Yes.
If you're, if emotions are weighing heavy on you.
I would purposely watch a sad movie.
I purposely watch sad commercials with dogs in them.
And that too.
That makes me cry.
Yeah.
Or the ending of Homeward Bound.
See, there you go. A movie like that.
You need to cry, watch the end.
Yeah.
It gets me every time. I've seen it 150 times.
It's a good thing to do, though. It's just kind of a nice release.
Shadow.
So I understand about the videos.
Amanda says, I like to watch the laughing baby videos.
Aw, that's so cute, too.
Lisa likes Dr. Pimple Popper.
So do I.
I love watching it. It's so gross, but I can't look away.
I search operations on YouTube.
Oh, operations.
Because there used to be a show called Operations on TLC before it went all reality show.
Right.
And you could learn how they did a knee surgery.
Yeah.
Or take tonsils out and stuff like that. And they still have these videos online.
They do.
And I try to get my kids to watch it. Not working. Not working.
Not into knee surgery?
No, but
you want them to be doctors?
Yes.
See, boys, you could be doing this.
They're my retirement. All right? They're my retirement. Okay, one thing I do want to say is that we are going to be having a storm roll through southern Manitoba. Now, I had mentioned that only about 3-4 centimeters of snow.
Mm-hmm.
That might be only for Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay? We are going to see more on Sunday. So totally from when it starts snowing, which is Saturday night, until Monday, we might see 10 centimeters of snow.
Right.
Okay? So we're probably going to see 20 and 30 might be north or west of us, but we are going to get at least a corner of this, and it might be more than anticipated earlier this morning. So don't put away your shovel yet.
Well, that's just foolish behavior. You don't put it away until at least April.
Yeah, exactly.
You never know.
Or May.
Yeah, sometimes May.
Coming up after 8 o'clock, we have a major concert announcement. And I've got my montage all setty and ready.
Setty and ready.
Setty and ready.
It's we can only give you one hint.
What?
It's going to be outside.
Yeah, it's going to be outside.
And I think it's going to be awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a festival almost.
Yeah, it's cool.
A one-day festival.
It's neat.
Okay, this is the guilty pleasure for Gen Xers. And it was also revisited in the movie Bridesmaids. Of course, I'm talking about Wilson Phillips.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on.
Hot.
Hi, I'm Kirk Kinsella, general manager of Jim Pattison Subaru South and Jim Pattison Subaru on Regent. During the out-of-office event, discover the all-electric 2023 Solterra. Yes, a full electric Subaru. Enjoy our famous all-wheel drive system to maneuver our Winnipeg roads. Pick up yours today with finance rates starting at 3.99% for 24 months. Find your next Subaru online now at jpsubaruregent.com and jpsubarusouth.com.
Big news. We've got a concert announcement coming up here in minutes. But first, let's do our birthday wish.
Yeah, we had a text here a little bit earlier from Cindy. She said, could you please wish Thor a happy fifth birthday, please, from Mom, Dad, Hazel, and Isabel, and Layla.
Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday!
Okay, I've got my montage all ready, Dilly.
All right.
Can you tell us more about what's coming this summer to Winnipeg?
Oh, yeah. Just announced.
Yes.
Another outdoor festival.
Which Where?
Is very exciting. At Blue Cross Park.
Remember, that used to be
where the Gold Eyes play. Yeah. This is called the Tacos and Tequila Festival.
Okay, you know what? You had me at tacos. I'm good. I'm good. I'll just buy tickets anyway. I don't care who's going. But okay, tell me who's coming.
We got Little John. We got Chingy.
Chingy.
We got Chameleonaire. We got the Ying Yang Twins. We got Paul Wall, Mike Jones, DJ Ashton Martin, and they're even announcing some more as we get closer to the date, which will be Saturday, July 27th. And you can find out more through our website, through our social media, or tacosandtequilawinnipeg.com.
Lil John, Chingy, and Chameleonaire montage. Here we go. Oh yeah, I remember this one. Oh yeah, look at that, Lil John. If anybody says Lil John, that is wrong. You gotta say it, Lil.
That's right.
Yeah.
There's also going to be handcrafted margaritas. All the best taco chefs in Winnipeg.
Nice.
Will be coming together for this.
Like I said, you had me at tacos.
At Tequila Tasting Lounge. There'll be wrestling, an exotic car showcase.
Whoa.
A beauty pageant. A salsa and queso competition. Photo ops and more.
Hey, this sounds fun.
And this is going to be a fantastic day.
And this is at
Blue Cross Park.
Blue Cross Park, formerly Shaw, where the Gold Eyes play.
Where the Gold Eyes play, yes.
Hey. This is awesome being outside like this. Okay, we're going to have tickets to give away starting on Monday, okay?
All next week, yeah.
All next week. So starting Monday, be listening. We've got tickets for you to give away so you can go to the Tacos and Tequila Festival. Tequila Festival. There you go.
Oh, everybody's pumped.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Chris says, now that's a concert announcement.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. TNT Festival. Oh, that's a good one, Michelle. I'm going to call it the TNT Festival.
I like that.
Tacos and tequila. Okay, coming up here, I want to talk about what can your dog do? Okay? It could be anything in the world. One thing I love about TikTok right now is people will showcase their pets.
Yeah.
And their dogs are doing crazy things right now.
Yeah.
Like yesterday, I seriously saw a Jack Russell Terrier put its paws up on a bed, and there were balloons there. And there were these little elastic bands. He actually would put the elastic band on one of his claws, pull it back with his teeth, let go, and the elastic band would then knock the balloon off the bed.
Yeah.
And like, and he did it for three times in a row.
That's a smart dog.
Oh, my God.
That's a good pup.
Good puppy.
I like there's a little husky that has buttons, and he communicates with his family. It's hilarious. And it's very accurate.
I feel like that's fake.
It's not fake.
I feel like that's fake.
They proved it's not fake.
You know what's cool, too, is that when dogs will, you know, give signals what they want.
Yeah.
To eat, go outside, whatever it might be. One thing I am very proud of my dog, and I didn't even teach him this. My kids did. I went to Valor one time, was working at Valor. All of a sudden, I get a text of a video where the boys taught Ozzy how to play dead when you go bang.
Yeah.
Is the coolest.
You're just weeping.
It's cool. It was the coolest. Because I remember years ago seeing it myself. A friend of mine had a dog and I said, hey, watch this. Bang. Yeah. And it goes down. It's like, that's glorious. I feel like Caesar Milan now.
Yeah.
Because the kids taught the dog how to do it. So 204-474-1005. What things can your dog, your cat do? You know, opening a door. Can they get a drink from the fridge?
Mm-hmm.
I've seen that one on TikTok as well.
That's a good trick.
Text or call us right now. People love talking about dogs, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Okay. On our text, we've got a whole bunch that we're going to get to. Let's get right to Mike. What cool thing does your dog do?
Hey, buddy. Well, I got a little one for you. I got a boxer brindle German Shepherd at home, fully grown. You know, when we leave the house and whatnot, he has a tendency of wanting to get into the fridge, okay?
Uh-huh.
So one time my aunt came in from out of town, had my cousins, whatever. She ordered about six large pizzas, and we put them in the oven, and we had to step out.
Yeah.
We came back, and the oven was open, trays were pulled out, and same with the pizzas, three of them were gone. And,
no.
Yeah.
No way. Your dog opened the oven.
Yeah. Yeah, right. He opened up the oven and he pulled out the pizzas. He ate the pizzas and
Wow. That is impressive. Wow. You know what? Can you set up a hidden camera or like record this and send it to us? Because I would love to see it.
Oh, hell yeah. I could definitely do that.
Yeah, buddy. Then we'll put it up on TikTok and be viral.
There we go.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, buddy. I'll definitely do that.
Okay, bye.
Thanks, buddy.
Okay, let's read some of these texts.
Dune says our dog Moose helps out by bringing stuff. If you're eating a banana in the living room, give that good boy the peel and tell him to bring it to mom or whoever's in the kitchen to throw it out. Get him a can of beer to bring to dad in the living room.
Wow.
He's a Cocker Spaniel, and that breed does like to carry things. So
really?
That's definitely a thing.
Wow.
It's very impressive.
That is very impressive. Keep it going.
Ivy says my dog loves to throw her bones at her ankles and also whip us with her leash. Ivy, sounds like your dog is in control at your household.
Yeah, exactly. Daryl says Berkeley rolls over, fist bumps, high fives, speaks. I like that. I love fist bumps. That's the new high five now, or like the new shake a paw.
Yeah.
Like shake a paw is pretty fun, and still I like doing it with Ozzy and stuff. But if you can get a dog to fist bump...
Josh said,
so cute.
Last year I was running an errand. I left my dog in the running vehicle. And as soon as I was standing outside, he managed to both lock the vehicle and turn up the radio. He was having a party.
Is there Spice Girls playing or something like that?
I love the. Have you ever seen the videos of the dogs that are honking the horn when their owner leaves the car?
No.
They get in the front seat and they're just blasting.
Really?
I've seen a few of those and they just kill me.
Pushing it with their paw?
Yeah, and they have no patience for it. Like,
really?
Get back in the car, Dad.
Wow.
Me.
That is hilarious.
Yeah, they're getting a little too smart, aren't they?
No, very smart. Very smart. Well, I remember one time I was in a hotel, thought I was just going to leave Ozzy in the bathroom because he was kind of whining. I didn't want him to, you know, bother anybody at the hotel. So I put him in the bathroom, and it had one of these, one of those handles that are like a long handle. It's not like a circular one.
Yeah.
One that you push down on.
Mm-hmm.
He let himself out.
Yeah, he opened the door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, I guess I'm having to take him with me.
Yep.
Like, my goodness. A dog that opens the door. Okay, more of your text and calls coming up next.
Let's go, girls.
Hot 100.5. Hot 100.5. TikTok is showcasing very smart dogs. Or just cuties. Instagram does it too. I do like that part. And we want to know what cool things your cat or your dog does. Dilly, what are some of the texts that we have here?
John said my dog Max can get the TV remote and cell phone if he's asked to.
What?
Get our slippers when we arrive home, get his plate when he's hungry,
what?
And whines when he wants to go out and do his business.
Yeah, My dog will bark, specifically just in my face.
And a great picture of Max attached, too. I like that everybody's sending in their
dog pictures. Yeah, we can maybe do that one day.
You know, it's interesting sometimes, too, I think if you have two dogs, like at my house, they teach each other things, too.
Yep.
Like,
yep.
My dog, Bella, would always scratch when she wants to come in.
Yeah.
But Molly never would.
Yeah.
And I didn't know how to train her to.
Right.
Because she would just stand there.
Yeah.
So then I'd lose track of time.
Oh,
and she'd
still
just be
outside.
Like, somebody will eventually open this door.
Yeah.
And then I guess after watching it enough,
yeah.
then she started learning that behavior from her friend.
That's cool.
Right? So they're so smart.
I actually saw a dog substitute the word pool. Okay, this is Amanda. So follow me on this one, okay?
Yeah.
The dog substituted the word pool with a bowl of water when asked where the child was. So, because the word pool was not offered. So what she's talking about is that someone has said to the dog, hey, where's little Timmy?
Yeah.
Or whatever it might be. Where's the child?
Mm-hmm.
Is he in the living room or is he in the kitchen?
Right.
So there was no, those were the only options.
Right.
The dog went over and pushed the water.
Right, because it knows the pool is full of water.
Yeah.
Right.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah,
push the water, wild. And then the parent knew to go out in the back.
That is wild.
Where the pool was.
That is wild.
That is crazy. Okay. Talk or text 204-474-1005. What kind of story do you have about your dog?
Oh, I have a million things I could tell you for that. I had a dog who passed away last year. He could open Christmas gifts. He loved Christmas time. And he knew exactly which gifts were his, and he would open them with his paws. And currently we have a dog who just celebrated his first birthday, and he knows how to open his kennel door, close and lock the kennel door with his paws. He also is trying to figure out how to open the back door of my house, but he's just a little bit too short.
Aww.
Otherwise, I think he could totally get it. Yeah, I have a dog. Whenever she's cold and ready to go to bed, she wraps herself up in a blanket. Every time she would just go lay down, she would grab her blanket and cover up with it. I was kind of like, did you really just do that? Like, my mind was blown. And then, so I bought her own blanket so she would stop taking mine.
If you can go on TikTok or Instagram and find dogs that cover themselves up,
yeah,
is the cutest thing
it's
in the world.
It's a real thing.
They grab the corner
yeah.
of the blanket and they'll pop
oh, yeah.
it over. And then if you pull it off,
yeah.
they just keep doing it.
They're watching you always and watching your behavior,
oh.
what you're doing, and they want to mimic it because
yeah.
they just love you. You
oh,
know?
I know. And I found out, too, different signs of what dogs do when they love you.
Yeah.
One, they get the zoomies.
Yep.
Two, if they rub up against you.
Mm-hmm.
Because my dog, for instance, because I sleep by myself.
Yeah.
I have a whole side that he could just lay down. But he doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
He pushes directly onto my
oh, yeah.
legs that I can't move them.
Yeah.
But it's a good thing.
Right.
Right? They're licking you, of course, or,
mm-hmm.
you know, putting their head close to you, like... And another thing I learned was that if they give you eye contact.
Yeah.
Right?
Specifically,
because,
remember we learned that if they're doing their business outside,
yeah.
you used to think like
they're
you
looking
looked
at you, yeah.
But they thought like they looked ashamed. But
yeah.
they actually want you to protect them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's an interesting one. Yeah, because you can always, I learned this at a very young age, you can always win a staring contest with a dog.
Yes.
They don't like to stare too much. But if they are catching your eye and locking it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
That means they love you.
Hot
100.5.
What's our shout out?
A text here from Josh, and he said, I just want to send a huge shout out to the Altona Maroons U15 hockey team.
Uh-huh.
They're headed off to provincials.
Ooh.
So good luck, boys.
Oh, nice.
You know you make me want to shout, kick my heels up and shout.
Good luck to all.
Don't forget to say.
13U, 14U. If you're doing provincials in hockey or floor hockey, whatever it might be, any kind of tournaments going on this weekend. I know some volleyball tournaments as well. So congratulations to you for getting in the tournament and good luck. Now, there is a new movie that's opening up today and it's called Dune 2.
Yeah.
Electric Boogaloo. Oh, I'm not sure if that's the actual
it's
name.
It's just Dune 2.
Oh, it's not Electric Boogaloo?
No,
okay.
That's the third one.
Oh, okay, that's coming out later, yeah. Anyway, I have no idea what Dune is about. And There was an old Dune that came out in the 80s.
Yes.
Kyle MacLachlan, I believe, was in it. The guy from Twin Peaks.
Yes, and of course, originally a novel.
Yeah, right? And it's a sci-fi thing. Mm-hmm. Then a few years ago, they rebooted this. And it's a star-studded thing. We'll talk more about that in trending. But I had to ask John earlier this morning, what is the spice? Okay, and this is a key part of the story that everybody wants. It's called the spice.
You want to know about the spice?
Tell me about Dune.
Okay, Dune, it's all about the spice melange. Okay?
And what is that?
Okay, now they figure, and this is what I think, because there's worms all over the planet on this planet, okay?
Like big ones underground, right?
Yeah. Basically. So they figure that, and this is my personal opinion, is that it's the excrement of the worm, okay, that the spice melange comes from. And what it does is it extends human life.
Okay.
Okay, kind of thing.
And everybody wants it.
And everybody wants it because it does, and not to mention is that it's also the key ingredient of space travel.
The spice helps with everything, then.
So everything revolves around this spice melange.
Okay, I got it. Okay, John, I appreciate this. I want to play you something that we got in regards to the Dune and the spice. Okay, listen, keep listening.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
In a world where the sands hold the key to power, one group is ready for part two.
Falling over the sands, you can see spice in the air.
They were once beloved worldwide.
At nightfall, the spice harvesters land.
But now, they're the true controllers of the spice.
Their cruelty to my people is all I've known.
Yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want.
This weekend, the Spice Girls are taking back the spice.
You know what will happen if I don't get Spice Production back on track.
Scary, Sporty, Ginger, Posh, and Baby are back.
Listen to me. The spice must flow.
If you're having a good time,
shake it to the right.
If you learn to feel fine,
shake it to the front.
Ha, ha,
and go round.
Girl Power Pictures presents Dune Spice World.
He who controls the spice controls the universe.
Spice up your life or face the consequences. This weekend.
You know, girl power has longevity, and who would have thought?
I see ya, hold tight.
Live and local.
Everything they do is great.
Mark and Dilly in the morning on Hot 100.5.
What's trending Winnipeg with Mark and Dilly?
Did you think that February was warm? Well, it was.
How warm was it?
The
third warmest in the last 150 years.
Wow.
Because those weather records start 150 years ago.
Yeah.
It would have actually been the second warmest on record, but the leap year actually kind of threw a wrench in that plan. The average temperature in Winnipeg this February, -6. Okay. Warmest February, 1998. It was -4. Second warmest was 1878, and it was -5. So only a degree apart.
Yeah, very close. Yeah. Very close. Let's start with talking about the concert announcement we just had about a half an hour ago.
Yes, very exciting. Coming to the Goldeye Stadium, which is now known as Blue Cross Park, we have the Tacos and Tequila Festival.
Okay, give me the top three artists that are coming.
Lil Jon, Chingy, and Chamillionaire.
Oh yeah, Chamillionaire. That was a big song.
Yes, it was.
Used to play that one years ago. Okay, when do tickets go on sale? Do we know? They must be going on sale.
Yeah, the event's actually on Saturday, July 27th.
Yeah.
You can get all the info through our website, or you can go to Tacos and Tequila Winnipeg. .com.
Right, general admission passes. Early bird. You can buy now. You can get tier one coming soon, tier two coming soon. all these different different tiers. You get VIP tickets and all that kind of stuff.
It's so honestly a great day to be like outside all afternoon into the evening. And yeah. It's not just the performances. Ying Yang Twins, Paul Wall, Mike Jones, DJ Aston Martin. There's going to be more artists announced too.
Yeah.
But they're going to have all of Winnipeg's best taco chefs in one spot.
Yeah.
Handcrafted margaritas, tequila tasting lounge, Lucha Libre wrestling, exotic car showcase, a beauty pageant, and even a salsa and queso competition.
Hey, you had me at tacos and queso.
Like, wow. Right? What a fun day in the middle of summer in Winnipeg.
Now, speaking of Blue Cross, looks like they've decided to do more concerts.
Yeah, which
this
is
year.
A great idea.
Which is fun. And there's been, you know, what was that? Rock the Range. I think that was there one time. They've had Trooper play there before. But another classic rocker who used to go to high school here at Kelvin.
Yes.
Who's coming?
78-year-old Neil Young and Crazy Horse.
Yeah.
Cinnamon girl, I could be happy the rest of
the world. So that's awesome. He's
Earth
coming back.
Tour, July 17th.
Okay.
Two big shows in July there.
And then what's coming to Canada Life Center?
We have Cage the Elephant coming back through town, too. Okay. So lots of shows being announced and more coming.
Are they popular?
Cage the Elephant?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Where are they from? Any idea? Are they Canadian?
No.
Oh, they're not. Okay. Let's talk about the Challenger Baseball. What is this?
Yeah, thanks to Michelle for passing this along. If you've never heard of Challenger Baseball before, an adaptive baseball program that is designed to empower children, youth, and adults living with physical and or cognitive disabilities. And it teaches athletes living with disabilities all the core life skills that are inherent to baseball. Things like teamwork, communication, determination, and more. The registration is now open until April 1st. If you'd like to get more info about this, if you've never heard about it, maybe this is something that interests you or somebody you know, ManitobaChallengerBaseball.ca, or just text us for the link.
Okay. Also, I just want to mention trending today. You're going to see this online a lot. A winter storm is rolling through the province. There's talk of 20 to 30 centimeters of snow. Okay. That might not hit Winnipeg. A lot of that's going to hit the west, maybe north of the Red River Valley, but we are going to get hit on Saturday night. So maybe not a lot on Saturday. It's going to snow all day Sunday and probably into Monday as well. And it's going to be very windy, too. So this is why it's going to be a storm. Like, it's not that beautiful, fluffy, you know, Christmas Eve snow.
No.
It's going to be blowing everywhere, and it's going to reduce visibility. So, it's you know, so we've got chances of seeing maybe around 10 to 15 centimeters, like maybe 2 on Saturday, maybe 7 on Sunday, maybe. So accumulation of 3 days is going to be a lot, but hopefully it's going to, the majority of this system is going to miss greater Winnipeg, you know?
Yeah.
But it's funny though, because sometimes, you know, it always comes west to east.
Mm-hmm.
And you might see nothing in LaSalle.
Yeah, it's true.
And then Fort Garry. And then all of a sudden, Selkirk gets it all.
Yeah, you can predict all you want. You just never know until it actually shows up. Right.
So just be weary of that if you're doing any traveling. And tomorrow, Dilly, it's not going to be snowing tomorrow afternoon, which is good.
Yeah, I'll be back in my second home, the brick.
Yeah, your second bedroom.
From 1 to 5. 1250 St. James Street. We'll be live on location there tomorrow.
All right. That's what's trending.
You've been listening to the Mark and Dilly podcast.
Listen live weekdays from 6 to 10 on Hot 100.5.